Welcome to The Happy Eater with your host, Martita Robinson. This is a podcast for conscious women overcoming binge eating disorder. Learn tried and true spiritual principles for healing so that you can experience freedom around food and live life happy. Quick disclaimer. I'm not a licensed therapist or a doctor. The information that I cover here is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. If you need medical advice, please talk to your medical professional. All right, let's get started. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Just because you use food to cope, or you used to use food to cope, or sometimes you feel like using food to cope, doesn't make you a bad person, or it doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you anything less than the beautiful soul, spirit, beautiful woman that you are. You are perfection. And there's no reason for you to feel anything less than that. Yeah, you've used food as a way to feel better, but who cares? It's food. We all have our ways of feeling better, but guess what? You're on this path of learning to be better for yourself as a way of being better for you. But even if you continue to binge, that is nothing to be ashamed about. That doesn't make you weak. There's nothing wrong with using food to cope. The only reason it's wrong is because you, inside of you, you want to handle emotions in a different way. You want to handle life differently. Don't waste your time being ashamed. Don't waste your time feeling lower than anything. Don't waste your time feeling like you're less than perfect. Because you're not. You're perfect. You're beautiful. You're a beautiful soul. A beautiful, strong woman. And I want you to start really connecting to that. When you start to feel shame, tell yourself that this is not who you are. Shame is not an emotion that does anything for you. Remind yourself of that, because in all honesty, shame is a waste of emotion. All shame does is tell us that we don't want to do something anymore. That's the only role it does. That's the only role it has, is letting us know, okay, this is something that internally I don't want to do anymore. But to feel ashamed because you've used food as a way to cope, or because you eat more than you think, that labeled thinking should be, you know, that you should have, or you've had way too many cookies or way too many brownies, chocolates, whatever, according to society or according to even you, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Shame, remember, shame is nothing but like a little tuner that's letting you know that, okay, I want to be different. But shame does nothing good for you. So when that comes up, if you feel shame, don't let yourself sit in that. Shift the energy. Shift the energy from shame into change. Shift the energy into any of the five steps that are for getting over binge eating. You know, that workshop that I gave in episode 2. And if you haven't heard it, go listen to it. There are 5 steps to this. Use your energy towards those steps. Use the energy for coping with the flow. Use your energy to divinely dine. Use your energy in a way that means something, that creates the change that you want. Don't sit and entertain shame. All it does is it disconnects you from the perfection that you are, the spirit that you are. If nothing else, remember that I've told you this. Remember that. Okay? Channel your energy into something better. Channel your energy into change. Don't let yourself sit in the crappy feelings of shame or even believe that you're weak, because you're not weak. You just need to start applying the principles. That's all. You just need to start doing the steps, taking the steps to change. All right? Those 5 steps I told you about in the episode 2, go listen to that again. You should be listening to that. Listen to it again and put your energy there. Put your energy into coping with the flow. And when you have shame, when you have any type of feeling of I'm weak or any type of negative emotion inside of you, stop, relax, and let yourself send to yourself, anchor yourself into spirit. Spirit is inside of you, always there supporting you, loving you, guiding you. Take a minute when the negativity comes and take a deep breath in and out. And do that for a few minutes and let everything just kind of melt away and settle into you. Relaxation is key to really settling into spirit and letting your spirit and your body become balanced as one. All right? So you're having those negative thoughts. Remember to relax. Relax. Let go. Stay focused on relaxing. Stay focused on the peace that's inside of you. You don't want to entertain that. You don't want to entertain guilt. You don't want to entertain the fact, you know, these thoughts that come up that are just thoughts. It's just thoughts. You're not weak, okay? You're actually stronger than you know. You're so much stronger than you know. And it's about tuning into that strength and channeling that energy into something better, into change. You take that energy, that negative energy, you relax, and then you propel yourself into the transformation that you're creating by taking those steps, okay? Every day, you take baby steps towards the change that you're creating in your life, right? And I know it's not easy, but it gets easier with every single day. Every single time that you say no to negative thinking, or you say no to dieting, you say yes to divine dining and coping with the flow. These are the things that create change in your life. And support. Find someone that can support you. I'm here. If you want to do this with someone who knows what she's doing, who's been there, done that, overcame her binge eating disorder and knows exactly the trials that you're going through and can help you through them, can walk you through those flames, I'm here for you. www.thehappyeater.us/apply. I would love to hear from you. All right. Remember what I said. You are perfect and beautiful, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. Don't let yourself even begin to delve into those thoughts. Second it comes up, stop what you're doing, take a seat, relax your body, and breathe in and out. Nice, deep, smooth breaths to your tummy. That's going to connect you to spirit, and spirit's always there, but it's going to help you to feel the relaxation that spirit is within you. And that is going to help you to relax even more. Okay? All right, girl. Remember what I said. If you have any comments, questions, I'm on Instagram. Find me, thehappyeater.us. Love you. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If you'd like to find out more information about The Happy Eater or to get personalized help, go to www.thehappyeater.us.